Now, in the parable, the elder, the rich old man, is the father of the children. But here, there's a possibility of misunderstanding which must be cleared up. Usually, of course, in ordinary parlance, father means the progenitor of the children. So, on account of the fact that in the parable the Buddha appears as the father of the children, it might be thought that the parable is suggesting that the Buddha is, as it were, the creator of living things, the creator of human beings, of sentient beings. In other words, it might be thought that the Buddha in the parable, in the sutra, is being represented as a sort of god who has created the world, created living beings, created men and women. But this, in fact, is not so. This is not the point of the comparison. It's not for this reason, in the parable, that the Buddha is described as the father of the children. Father here does not mean progenitor in the physical sense. It means simply, it stands simply for someone older, more experienced, and more highly evolved. Or we could say that in the parable, the Buddha is not like the biological father, but like the cultural father. You may know that in some primitive cultures, you have two fathers. You have your biological father, who actually begot you, and you have your cultural father, who is responsible for educating you and bringing you up, who is usually your mother's brother. In modern societies, in modern communities, biological and cultural fathers are usually identical, but this isn't an invariable rule. So we may say that in the parable, the Buddha stands for the cultural father, not the biological father. So he's not being regarded as creator in the theistic, in the Christian sense.